Shout out to your favorite player on the open mic on the KRMG app right now. And Rick Corey might even play it on the air. News 102.3 KRMG. The Union Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime. Brought to you by DTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm, and Redbud Physical Therapy.
Well, back at Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow, where the number one, the preseason Union Redskins, trail the number two preseason Tigers of Broken Arrow, 12-10. I'm Rick Corey, but down on the field, the most important member of the broadcast team is Doc Blevins, and he's got the most important people at Union. Doc, go right ahead.
Well, I have, first of all, our student council president. I don't believe in all the years I've done this, I've ever talked to the STUCO president. His name is Grant Bateman. Did I get it right?
Yes, yeah, that's correct.
I'm not good with names, but we got it right. Grant, you have what used to be called the leadership retreat. Everybody, I mean, lots of people go to it. They love it. It's got a new name. I want to know what the new name is and a new emphasis, but what are you calling it this year?
The new name is called the Tribe Retreat. We changed it from the leadership retreat to Tribe Retreat because we made it sound like a more inclusive title. For example, the leadership retreat, it reminds you of you have to have a leadership role to go to it, or you have to be involved in so many things. We wanted to make it a more inclusive experience. And while there is a lot of things they can learn to become leaders at the Tribe Retreat, we wanted to make it be known as a Tribe Retreat so each member of our school can feel at home there.
And one of the things I've noticed over the years, you have a great leadership program. Ms. Vignotta started that. It was awesome, and it's continued to be. But it seemed like a lot of times it was the leadership kids leading the leadership kids. Are you trying here to reach out and get more kids just involved?
Yeah, that's correct. One of my main goals as student council president and it's shared with a lot of people in our student councils that we want to have a larger outreach to students who may not be involved in anything, and we want them to find their place. One thing that I've learned throughout high school is that your high school experience can be so much fun if you just get involved and just honestly stop caring what others think about you. Just get involved.
Well, hey, good luck with that. Is it too late for kids to sign up?
The deadline was today. However, we might extend it for more people to sign up. I would really encourage anyone to go, no matter what you do at Union, no matter how many friends you have, no matter what, you should go to the Tribe Retreat.
And that is on the off weekend for football. There's no game that weekend, so anybody can get away.
Yeah, that's during the bye week, so there should be no excuse to go, I suppose.
Hey, Grant, thanks for being with us. Good luck. Hope you have a great time. Okay. Now we have also, and by the way, you're listening to Halftime. Union is trailing Broken Arrow by a score of 12-10. And we have Emily Warren Barkley, our athletic director. Let me remind you, you are listening to KRMG. And Emily, I'm kind of pleased where this game is, considering we shot ourselves in the foot quite a bit in that first half.
We did. We struggled from the beginning. It looks like we've settled in a little bit better, so I'm hoping to see us move the ball well this second half.
Now, I want to get to a couple of things that are coming up. First of all, next week we play a team from Mansfield, Texas. We go down there next year. What's the arrangement right now?
Well, Mansfield, Texas has five schools in their district. We're going to play Lake Ridge High School, and four other area schools here in Oklahoma on the east side of the state are going to play their other four. Next year, we're going to return the favor and go down to their place. I'm hoping for a big-time venue. If not, we will be able to play in their stadiums, which are great, and look for a weekend deal where we can all play at two of their stadiums, either a Thursday, Friday, or a Friday, Saturday.
I have been to their stadiums for playoff football when my friend David Fisher was coaching at South Grand Prairie. And they've got good facilities, but that big venue just might be the Dallas Cowboy venue.
Yes, their athletic director down there is working on it. It does cost some money to be able to do that, and so just have to make sure that it's right for all the school districts involved.
Well, you would think Jerry Jones, just to get Union down there, we'd go ahead and comp him the stadium. I don't know what he's thinking, but anyway. So we're going to continue probably this playing a game early and doing these kind of trips.
Yeah, we've been fortunate that we have 0 week now, so we've had some flexibility in our scheduling to still allow us to play the Texas schools who sometimes start a week earlier. as last year, where they were the first game of the year, but Broken Arrow having them this year. So hopefully we get some kinks out and bring Texas up here to play us and show them Oklahoma football.
Well, Texas is a much more reasonable trip. I've been with the team to Ohio, to California, to Louisiana, a lot of neat places. But Texas is just a more manageable trip for our fans and everybody else. So that's a good way to go. Okay, what we do have, I wanted to talk about fall sports for a moment. I announced my first volleyball game the other night. I missed one, and then we were in a tournament. But we've got a team that's getting better every time they go out in volleyball. How's softball team doing?
Yeah, you know, they're the same way. They've both graduated a lot of experienced players. So it's one of those that it's taking a little bit of time to gel together. But the more that they're playing together, you see a little bit better. We've experienced a few injuries in both of the sports that hasn't kept a consistent lineup. So we just hope they peak at the right time in October when playoffs start.
Coach Jerry Pierce, still our softball coach.
Jerry Pease is retired from teaching still, but he is definitely our softball coach, and we're glad to have him. And Chad McKee coaches and leads our volleyball program.
And I kind of knew I knew Chad from someplace, and he reminded me the other day that he and Coach Thomas both played basketball for Memorial, so I know I had them in the Tournament of Champions when I was announcing, but that was kind of fun just to know that. Now, we have a new cross-country coach, and we have cross-country very much underway now.
We do. We just hired Toby Hummingbird. She's a female coaching both our men and women's cross-country team, so I'm super excited. That's the first one that I've known about that's been a female coaching some male athletes. She's done a great job. She hit the ground running starting actually in the summer with our summer program. And she makes a great mix. Steve Patterson's still with the program, but being the head coach of the track program, it was better for him to step aside and be the assistant, let somebody else guide the distance part of it, and then they'll flip-flop in the track season. He'll still be the head coach, and she'll be his assistant.
And, you know, I look at it just outside looking in and not getting to be at track as much this last year as I wanted to be, but it looks like it's in the track and cross-country program are in really good hands, and we're moving a great direction with them.
We have a tremendous staff from our junior high up to our high school. Great people, first and foremost, great coaches, and they work extremely well together. They're a lot of fun to be around. And so I just think that you're just going to see our cross-country program continue to get better and build from a younger age as well. And then it translates into track when you have a great cross-country year.
Now, one other sport, and it's not exactly a fall sport. It's more like a late fall, early winter sport, is swimming. But that does come up. How does prospects for swimming look?
You know, swimming, unfortunately, we're out of the pool this summer with a lot of renovations. When you're out of school, you've got to get a lot of those things. We're working on some gyms right now as well, trying to finish those up. So they haven't been in our pool, but they've definitely been working hard in the summer to prepare for their season that starts pretty early in the early part of November.
Well, now, I have been told that as soon as the quarterfinal playoff game is over and we have no more home games this year in football, the demolition and construction will begin pretty quick on the high school football stadium. Is that correct information or scuttlebutt?
Well, it's actually the 2019 season, so we'll have two more seasons there. But the minute that 2019 season is over, you'll see the west side of the stadium come to the ground, and we're going to build it from the bottom up, and there will be a lot of east side renovations done during that first period.
And how long do you project that the stadium renovation will take before we're in the totally renovated stadium?
By the 2021 season, we'll have everything completed for us to play in terms of being able to play a football game there. The 2020 season, we'll just have the east side of the stadium, and so there's going to be some challenges that we'll have to work through and really get together to plan and see how that's going to play out. But by the 2021 season, we should have the west side back up with a new press box, which I know everybody who's been in our current one will be very excited
about. I'm thinking
about.
Elevator, and everybody's thinking running water.
And bathroom, yes, sir.
I am suggesting that you name the bathroom after John Brooks, who was our play-by-play guy for about 3 years because, you know, John was older and he had to make that trip downstairs, and boy, that was hard on him. So everybody liked that. I like the elevator because it's hard for me to get up there, but I'm excited about that. I think everybody is, and we've all seen the plans and the videos, and it's pretty neat. And so congratulations. Now, we are going to do some baseball renovations at some point.
There's going to be a little bit of baseball towards the end of the five-year, the bond that we passed towards the end of that, as well as some golf. That we're going to be able to, which will be really exciting. We're hoping to do some turf work over at the baseball softball complex, along with some other renovations that they've had needed for a few years. But I think we're going to get the stadium project done, which includes a volleyball. It's going to have a practice facility, not as part of that, but into the high school. And then there's going to be a few changes to our spirit programs where they practice. So a lot of groups are going to be affected by that bond issue that passed in February. So we're very proud and very excited that the community joined us in that.
I have no reason to ask this except people bug me about it. And I have talked to David Fisher, or David Jackson of the OSSAA. He's a very good friend. And he said nowhere in the near future are lacrosse or rugby going to be involved as a school sport. Is that something you'll keep your eye on in case it comes around to have so many kids involved?
We do. You know, you're starting to see it. There's already a club version of that. With it not being an OSSA-sanctioned sport, you don't have a lot of the coverage insurance-wise when you participate in those type of sports. So it can be a costly thing as well as facilities. So we'll keep an eye on that.
You're listening to our halftime interview on KRMG 740 and 102.3 FM. And Emily, anything else that's going on that you're kind of excited about besides trying to get the elevator and the UMAC fix pretty quick?
Oh man, we unfortunately it went down right before football season, and that's a tough time for us. But no, just all the work over the district has been really exciting to watch, and the new PAC area in the south entry of the high school is a beautiful facility for those who come to our Performing Arts Center as well.
Well, Union's always trying to do things first class, and one quick thing, because I don't have but a few seconds left, are there programs that are being done or efforts you all are making to try to get more of our minority and maybe lower income kids involved in athletics?
We do. You know, we offer our intramural program and our in basketball and football and volleyball, and our soccer team has done some community education through a lot of our schools to get people interested in soccer at that young age. So there's a lot of programs that are reaching out.
We'll talk about that another time. Emily Warren. Emily Warren Barkley, our athletic director, thanks for being with us. Back up to Rick.
Thanks very much, Doc Blevins. That young lady right there, if you didn't read the Tulsa World article about her a couple of weeks ago and about women in sports and especially women in leadership positions, you missed it, because not only does she have maybe the cutest daughter ever in Sutton, but she's also done one heck of a job here at Union. And, you know, I just want to walk in that press box someday. That's all. I don't care if I have to walk up the stairs. I just want to get in it. Here at the half, Broken Arrow leading Union by a score of 12-10. We'll get the second half underway in a few minutes here on KRMG.
News 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's flagship station for Union Redskins football. Catch the high-flying action with Rick Corey, Zach Jones, and Doc Blevins. Score updates, coaches' insight, and game highlights. Listen anywhere you are and stream the game live. Shout out to your favorite player with the open mic feature by downloading the KRMG app. Union High School Football, live on KRMG and KRMG.com. Powered by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm Agent, and Redbud Physical Therapy.
Hi, it's Rick Corey from my friends at Ferguson Subaru. I get to drive a 2018 Subaru Outback every day. Now, what do I notice? Things like space, comfort, and for a big guy, that's important things. I'm consistently putting this Outback to the test. I haul dive gear around in this thing, and it takes corners like an Indy race car. You can experience what I'm talking about during the Subaru A Lot to Love event at Ferguson Subaru in Broken Arrow. Right now, you can get 0% financing available on the 2018 Outback, just like what I'm driving. Or if you want to feel the speed of the iconic WRX, they too come with 0% financing. And so does select Foresters, Subaru's Legacy, and the Impreza. And this is the entire lineup of Subaru, and it comes standard equipped, which means you do not pay extra for Subaru's legendary road-gripping, symmetrical all-wheel drive system. No other car on the planet has it.
Ferguson Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. Just off the Broken Arrow Expressway at the Elm Plays exit across from Bass Pro, or find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
I'm Travis Watkins. I'm a tax lawyer. I fix problems. Your problems. Think of my firm, Watkins Tax, as a weapon you can use to make sure your IRS rights are protected and respected. Look, taxpayers have filed thousands of missing returns and saved millions with the settlement and audit help of Watkins Tax. See, I fix problems. Call now, 918-877-2794, or log on to TravisWatkins.com.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG. Games around the state.
Some of the big highlights tonight as we cross the street down there at the Bixby versus Jinx at the Bixby home opener. Jinx is winning at half 14-7. Also across the state, UConn Millers is up 21 on Edmond Huskies at the half. And the big one right now, 21-7, is the Bentonville West 21, Owosso Rams 7 after the first quarter.
Marty's trying to get your attention. Cookie. All right, so for those who don't know, by the way, welcome back. We are here at Memorial Stadium in Broken Arrow. Rick Corey, Zach Jones, Doc Blevins. That was Zach. Zach's doing our scores this year as we get our updates from around the state. It is 12-10, Broken Arrow leading the Union Redskins here at the half. And we are in the very middle left booth here of Broken Arrow. And to the right of us is the Broken Arrow coaches. And one of those guys is Marty Robinson. And Marty Robinson is an assistant, kind of a late coach here at Broken Arrow. He was also one of the assistants with the Tulsa Talons, so he coached Zach. And I was a part of that for 7 years with Marty, and there's just not a better guy anywhere.
There's really not. He was, you know, he was my guy, right? So I called the defense, and we just were the right and left hand, and so we had a really good relationship. To look over to the right, and I can't really see what he's saying between the window, but I used to know hand signals.
I thought he wanted a cookie. He was trying to get a cookie earlier from around here, which Zach could hand him, or I don't know if it's water, but he wanted something as we were getting the coaches pounding on the window. All right, let's take a look here at kind of the pounding that's going on up front between these two teams. Here are some of our stats as Broken Arrow leads by a score of 12-10. When you talk total yards in this game, between the two teams total, it's 243 yards. Now, someone asked me today, what do you think high school football is going to be like this year? And I said, Big Ten under Woody Hayes. Because this is going to be 3 yards in a cloud of, tire dust. Because that's what they put in the fields these days. You know, we have seen high-flying, throw-it-around, go-get-em offenses with 400-500 yards of offense. I don't think even against the poor teams you're going to see that as much this year. And we're seeing that right here. Union with 106 passing yards, 37 rushing yards for 143 total. Broken Arrow, 23 through the air, 77 on the ground for a total of only 100. And when you look at Darius Boone, who's got to carry the load for Union, 16 carries, 37 yards. But he's been kind of the main threat. Broken Arrow shut him down. On the other side, Cortez, 12 carries for 55 yards. They've been efficient yards, but there's not a lot of them. So what we're seeing is exactly what we thought. Big guys dominating, and this is going to be a lot more double tight end basic football.
Yeah, and I think what you're seeing, obviously if we come into this game, Rick, is you know the guy that are going to be the standouts. So you're preparing to stop those guys first of the season. And so that's what you've seen. Darius Boone had a really tough go of it, trying to get started and get the motor running. But then when he did, man, he started to get it humming. Now it's halftime, so you got to get that rust off, get the shock factor, get back in the game.
You know, it was interesting as I was talking to Kurt Frederick on Thursday. He was talking about, they did a bunch of analytics. You know, people like to self-study, and people have been doing that for years. But he went over to spend time with Chad Morris at Arkansas. And Chad, who I had the pleasure of sitting with for a year when he was at TU for our coordinators' meetings, is a real smart guy. And he told him, he said, you know, what we've been studying is something we call 4x4. So people have always told you, last 2 minutes of the first half, first 2 minutes of the second half, important. Last 4 minutes of the first half, first 4 minutes of the second half. Kirk Frederick and his staff went back 5 years. The team that won those 4 minutes won every game.
Get out of town.
100%. Chad Morris and his team and his guys work on, and Kirk Frederick and his guys do the same thing. They now work on a last 4x4, so first and last, and you're seeing it right here.
I like that.
You got the last four of the last four of that first half was scoreless. Or no, anyway, maybe Noah kicked the field goal.
Yep,
right?
Yep.
So now the first four of this quarter, what happens? And that's what we're about
set
to find
the tone,
out.
Huh?